This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Guys who are playing in the tournament, they don't have to be here Thursday, right?
That's right. Yeah, so we'll see them then.
Lenny, speaking of the tournament, what have you made, you know, so far, especially after Saturday's game between the United States and Canada?
Awesome tournament. Somebody had asked me, you know, my thoughts on what it was going to be like, and I said I wanted to see what the compete was like. I think that answered the question.
Did it kind of start with that first game? The overtime with Sweden, Canada, it just seemed that almost set a tone for everything.
Yeah, it really did. It really has been an incredible tournament. When you look at even yesterday's game, which could have been maybe a lighter game, turned into an incredible game too. Both of them, the Sweden-US, the Canada-Finn game, the Finns battled back near the end. It looked like they were going to put Canada on the rocks again. So, I think everybody's looking forward to Thursday.
Was the break for you an opportunity to sort of reflect and look at certain areas of your game? How did you approach it?
Well, you know, we looked at, I mean, obviously the, you know, last five games, they were disappointed with Nashville. We did a lot of good things in the Nashville game, even the what ended up being the offside goal at the end. But we made what I felt just too many big mistakes that cost us goals. We didn't make a lot of mistakes, but every big mistake we made was a goal.
Rasmus was paired with Forsling throughout that tournament. In my eyes, seemed to have a really good tournament. Did you like what you saw from Rasmus during the
tournament? Yeah. I thought even the last couple of games, the last four or five games, I think he's really found his game. I thought played well. I mean, that was intense hockey. It was fast-paced. It was every team competing hard, almost on every puck. So it was, in his case, I thought, you know, he managed his game, ended up scoring in the one game, and I thought good tournament for him.
Do you expect him back this week?
Yeah, Beck skated today. Will skate with us tomorrow. Hadn't skated during the break, but expect him in practice.
Lindy, I know you probably had a plan in mind all the way back to the summer, knowing there were going to be 2 weeks off or 10 days off, and then it's the trade deadline, the push. And in the summer, you couldn't have imagined where you were going to be in the standings. I mean, how reflective did you get in these 10 days just about the fact that your team has played pretty well for the last 20 games or so, and you are where you are. Now you have to figure out how you're going to keep pushing forward here.
Yeah, we discussed that this morning and really try to turn this into our playoffs right now, where break it down into every five games, get a minimum of 7 points every five games, which would put us, you know, at 84 with three games left. Win those three games, get you to 90. I know it's hard. I know difficult task, but I think you have to set goals. We have to set, you know, if you look at the previous five, it was 4-1. Set goals and try to achieve your goals. Make this your playoff push.
Lindy, where have you seen
improvement and development, is probably the better way to put it, from J.J. Peterka that's really allowed him to – he was playing at a really high level before the break.
You know, I think there's two parts to that. The chemistry that line has really fueled him. And then the second part, I think his puck play has been better. His play away from the puck has been better. I think that allows, you know, even, you know, greater ice time. But I think that, you know, the excitement of that line and how well they've been playing. You know, I don't think Tomer was quite up to speed in the Nashville game, but you look at JJ's game overall, his skating, his puck play has been real good. And hopefully he can build off that coming off this break.
Is that one of the disappointments of the Nashville game, the consistency you guys have developed in coverage and puck management just kind of both went away one time in that, you know, for that one game?
Yeah. I mean, we just, you know, our, you know, coming back into the D-zone coverage was poor. And, you know, if you look at the first goal, you know, a tough pass, you know, again, puck management cost us one. Coming back into our D-zone where it should have been some just easy man-on-man coverage. We lost coverage. We worked on that again a little bit today. We're just coming back into zone, finding coverage, making sure we're protecting the middle of the ice, which we've been getting real good at.
He feels like he'll be ready to go on Saturday. But what are you hoping to see from him down the stretch? It's been, you know, a little up and down for him.
Yeah, you know, I thought he was gaining some traction. Just be that big physical defenseman. Move the puck well. He was skating well. I thought there was games he had skated extremely well, but add a physical tone to your game and kind of use that as your base for the end of the year.
Is there a chance Greenlight
is back on
Saturday? For sure. Right now, all plans are is that he's ready to go.
You talked a couple minutes ago about the goals and taking the thing in little segments. Have these guys, they know where they are, but have they done a pretty good job not playing to that? They've kind of ignored it, and they've, you know, their level of play for a little bit has been quite a bit better. I mean, have they kind of ignored the standings, just focused on today and tomorrow and not fretted about it?
You know, I think that the one thing we've really tried to do is just take it one game at a time. Put that previous game away and move on. Whatever that is, whether it's a win or a loss, deal with it, move on. And there's been areas, so we know what hurt us in the last game. Let's make sure that part's improved again, get back to what was making us successful, and, you know, win a hockey game on Saturday.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.